Burning Up the West, David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West. Is the world going up in flames? For the past 10 years, I've been playing a hockey tournament up in Santa Rosa, California called the Snoopy Tournament. And every year, I've stayed at a fabulous little boutique hotel called the Fountain Grove. Last week, I saw pictures of the remnants of the hotel as it had burned to the ground in an unbelievable wildfire that ravaged Santa Rosa. Fires in the West are on everybody's mind, including Oregon Congressman Greg Walden.
We've done some work on in the past, and then we've been stalled out, especially in the last 8 years. And I know that President Trump stands with us, wanting to pass legislation, get it down to his desk so he can sign it, so we can begin to be better stewards of our great public forests. These public forest lands are important to all of us. But as we saw painfully this summer, smoke chokes our citizens. It chokes children. Elementary school children had to be sent home because of the smoke in their schools because of forest fires. We've seen some of the worst fires in our state's history. It seemed as if every day came with new reports of more fire, more smoke. And while this year's fire season's been particularly intense and devastating, images like these are nothing new for Oregonians. Each summer, smoke has filled our skies in Oregon, year after year after year after year. Vast swaths of our land are charred. And so we can do good things for the ecology of our world
by rebuilding our forests. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.